I'm trying to tone it down for this interview, but my natural voice is like this.
That voice is my best friend, August Giskowski. They don't actually talk like that most of the time, but who knows how their voice will change in the weeks ahead.
Sort of between a prospector and an old-timey radio broadcaster.
Gus just started testosterone hormone therapy as part of their gender transition.
It's weird. I started non-binary and then went trans men and then went back to non-binary. And now I'm still non-binary, but I'm like, being a man doesn't seem too bad.
They've wanted to take this step in their transition for a long time.
The first time I made sort of any body modifications to myself was my sophomore year of high school when I was in a production of Romeo and Juliet, which gave me a really, really good excuse to do some shit I'd been wanting to do anyway. I got my hair cut short and I was like, it'll grow back. It's for the role.
It took 8 years of waiting through school and a month suffering the slings and arrows of appointment scheduling bureaucracy.
And then, of course, the actual process of getting prescribed tea was very easy and pleasant because the clinician at Planned Parenthood is an awesome professional who is very kind and has seen a lot of trans people before. It did, I will say, in order to expedite the process of getting hormones, you have to have some form of diagnosis, which means there is a medical record out there with my name on it that says August Giskowski, diagnosis, gender identity disorder, parentheses, unspecified.
But eventually, August Giskowski, unspecified, finally got what they needed. A tube of testosterone gel to kick off 2023.
So when you finally got that dose after all of that and you put it on for the first time, what did you feel in that moment?
Slimy. It's like if rubbing alcohol and insulin had a baby, and it grosses me out every time. I hate the way it smells. But after it absorbed into my shoulder, I just sort of looked in the mirror for a second and went, holy shit. Holy shit. I am on testosterone. And then I went back to bed because it was 6:30 a.m. on a Sunday.
Gus decided to start on a smaller dose of testosterone than most. They wanted to ease into the changes slowly. But now, they kind of wish they could speed things up.
The things that are happening have not been noticeable to anybody but me yet. Mostly it's just that I smell a little different and I've been sweatier and my period is kind of irregular. And that's it? And I want visible shit to start happening to me. I want weird bacne. Like, the stuff that's considered bad, I want it to start happening just so I have something to show to the world and be like, look, I'm doing this, it's working, can you please see me the way I want to be seen now?
Gus needs change. Something they can see right now. I figured you can't grow a mustache on demand, but you can change your clothes today. Maybe a wardrobe refresh will get the wheels turning.
Dump it, dump it. Dump it.
Huh? There we go. That's an empty hamper.
The goal is to sort through Gus's clothes and take all the old stuff to our local thrift store. The clothes we keep have to fit two criteria. The first, to make the cut, the article must fit Gus's ideal gender presentation, which is...
If I time traveled back to, like, the 1890s, I want everyone who sees me to go, oh, what a nice young man.
The second criteria... The article must accommodate Gus's body as it changes on testosterone.
There are several pairs of pants here that I am keeping because these are linen dress pants, which are about the only thing I can wear to work when it's hot out that meet the don't sweat to death requirement.
Sweating is a big deal for Gus. They usually run pretty cold. But now...
Like, in the afternoons, after I eat, sometimes I'll just get very warm and flushed. And that never used to happen. I'm too warm, and it's awesome.
Despite the hot flashes, Gus gets rid of most of the
weird little shorts
in the pile. They won't fit soon.
I think most of the rest of this stuff is going to stay with me, except not this pair of jeans, which is very sad, actually. These used to be my mom's, and they don't fit her anymore, so she passed them down to me. And they're not going to fit me soon either. They're already not a great fit. And once my body fat starts shifting itself around, there's going to be too much in the stomach area for me to even get these on and zipped.
But still, Gus just sits on the floor holding these jeans for a little while.
She'll buy clothes. that she herself would never wear. Like, never in a million years. But she'll pretend she's buying them for herself because we're about the same size. And then she'll be like, oh, this didn't fit me right. Or, you know, I didn't like the way it looks on me. Like, do you want it? Because otherwise I'm just going to have to return it. And of course, every time I'm like, yes, I want it, because she knows how I dress.
Gus and their mom haven't always had the easiest relationship. But they had that.
No conditional love is ever going to replace unconditional love. But the older I get, the better I get at recognizing when she was expressing it. And it's hard to want to say, like, I'm getting rid of that forever.
And the jeans for you are part of that.
Yeah, I think I'm probably going to keep them.
You can keep them.
I'm probably going to keep them.
Just last week, Gus's mom said she was thinking of buying a necktie for herself. She doesn't wear ties, but Gus does. So we'd better make some room.